In addition, we covered how, as Hazard Services is deployed, it will temporarily allow parallel use of the legacy software capabilities which it replaces, referred to as interoperability. During the limited overlap period where the legacy software is still supported, interoperability does require focal points to maintain legacy systems in parallel with Hazard Services for functional transition when needed. Backup operations are also supported in Hazard Services, with arguably some enhancements to this experience, coming from the easy switching of sites, as well as the sharing of hazard information through the registry. However, localizations must, as always, be diligently updated for backup sites, now including Hazard Services localization directories. Retrieving these localizations remains, for now, a manual process. The coming modules will dive deeper into many of the components discussed here, and other Hazard Services features. But for support, we've highlighted the availability of the Hazard Services Focal Point Guide for more in-depth reference on each component and their configuration. We've also introduced several channels for soliciting help, including the nws.hazardservicesteam.staff@noaa.gov email and a dedicated NWS chat room, both to be used during site testing, and following deployment, the AWIPS2 dev listserv.